From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. National Hurricane Center's Mike Brennan has the latest track for Hurricane Irma.
We expect Irma to continue moving to the west-northwest through the southeastern Bahamas and then between the central and northwest Bahamas and the north coast of Cuba. That'll take us through Friday and Friday night. And then on Saturday, we expect Irma to begin to turn northward and take a track that will bring it very close to the southern Florida peninsula by early Sunday, and then a track near or just offshore of the east coast of Florida over on Sunday and Sunday night, and then over the southeast United States coast, somewhere in the vicinity of the Georgia or South Carolina coastline on Monday.
Irma has killed at least one person in Barbuda and several others in St. Martin. U.S. President Donald Trump was asked if military action was a possibility in achieving its goal with North Korea.
Given the new development on the Korean Peninsula, China agreed.
Apologies. Trump also said that during 25 years of talking with North Korea, the day after agreement is reached with Pyongyang, new work begins on its weapons programs. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said Beijing strongly opposes the latest nuclear test by North Korea and that the key to resolving the current tension involves both sanctions and dialogue. The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross says Hamas would not allow him access to two Israeli civilians believed to be held by the Islamic militant group in Gaza. Peter Maurer said his organization wishes to access all of those detained in conflict zones in which the organization visits. For additional information, follow Voice of America on social media platforms for stories, videos, and more. This is VOA News. A new UN report sheds light on why young Africans join violent extremist groups. Lisa Schlein has the story.
This two-year, first-of-a-kind study is based on interviews. It sheds light on the recruitment process, misperceptions, growing dangers, and possible actions for change. The report finds the road to extremism in Africa is paved with deprivation, poverty, underdevelopment, and marginalization. The UN Development Fund warns Africa's vulnerability to violent extremism is deepening. Participants in the study indicate frustration about their economic condition plays a larger role in their decision to join an extremist group than do religious ideologies. The study finds recruitment in Africa takes place mostly at the local level. UNDP's Yayo warns the recruitment of young Africans by terrorist organizations is likely to escalate when internet penetration comes to the continent. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United Nations warns that the number of Rohingya Muslims running from violence in Myanmar could further grow. Grace Lee reports.
An estimated 150,000 Rohingya have already made the crossing by foot and boat, and Bangladesh is struggling to cope. Many of the refugees have no shelter, and aid workers say they're malnourished and traumatized. The UN's World Food Program is putting out an urgent call for donations, saying if food runs short, it could spark violence among the refugees, putting women and children at risk. Aid workers say they need an extra $13 million to buy basics like rice or special high-energy biscuits to keep people going. The flood of refugees began 2 weeks ago after a series of insurgent attacks in Myanmar. Since then, Rohingya villages have been torched as civilians run for their lives.
Reporter Grace Lee. The Counter-Islamic State Coalition says airstrikes killed two senior Islamic State leaders near the city of Mayadin, Syria. IS weapon leader Abu Anas al-Shami was killed by a coalition airstrike on Monday. The coalition said in a statement that al-Shami led IS's attempts to procure explosives and devised plans to use bombs for external terror attacks. Also on Monday, the coalition killed IS drone pilot trainer and engineer Junaid Rehman. 15 states and Washington, D.C. are suing the Trump administration to stop plans to end the program that keeps young undocumented immigrants from deportation. They argue that the decision to scrap the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program is unconstitutional because it would deny those affected the due process of law against arbitrary punishment. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.